Hello and welcome everyone to the Creation Lightship Healing Program with Ron Amitron. Today is Friday, September 20th. It's paranormal. Sounds like sci-fi night. We welcome you calling in tonight to the BBS radio show if you have any testimonials or paranormal stories. Just a quick reminder that this Sunday there is an 8-hour healing call that brings you to Creation Lightship for physical healings and another one on Sunday, September 29th. And you can sign up for those on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. You can ask any questions or make comments on the BBS fast chat tonight, or you can send emails to clsquestions@yahoo.com, which I have opened. And before Ron comes on, please open up your picture of the light being, which can be found on the BBS page or on creationlightship.com. Click on that beautiful picture, enlarge it, and when Ron comes on, he'll activate that, so you can feel the peace energy of Creation Lightship coming through to you all during our show tonight. So welcome, everyone, and now welcome Ron.
Hi, everybody. We're here again, another show, one of many. Oh, here we go. That's the energized the light being. Oh, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll get some more energy here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels pretty good. Oh, let's turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Ron, and that feels wonderful, and I'm sure everyone listening who opened up that picture is feeling that peaceful energy. But given, once again, we're at the end of a work week, Ron, I would love to ask you to do some sample healings for people so that they're kind of cleared of their week and geared up for the weekend. Of course, I know people are listening from all over the world, but in the U.S., our typical work week is Monday to Friday, and that has hopefully ended for most people. And I just think people really enjoy that, Ron.
Yeah, so here we go, everybody. So let's just release some energy that you may have kind of bothering you from the week here. Oh, that's always good to do. Here we go. So think of one of your current situations that you're having or had. Maybe it's still with you. Here we go, releasing that energy. So one. Oh, boy, two. Wow, what happened to you people? Three, four, and five. Oh, jiminy. Again, one, releasing it. Two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Well, let's see what's cooking. So back to you, and we'll see what is on the fast chat or something here.
Right.
Boy.
Yes. Thank you, Ron. Thank you. I thought of an issue, and I really feel like my brain just went a little bit blank there. So I hope everyone feels a little better, and if there's something still lingering or something you'd like Ron to run a sample for us, just let us know on the fast chat. We had a couple of emails, Ron, about things that are happening on the planet in the order of natural disasters and that kind of thing. And we don't want to bring up too much of that on the radio show, I know, because then it just adds to the mentality around that and the energy of it. But can you give us some suggestions if we've gotten hooked in on a mental or emotional level to some disasters that might be happening, how we can clear that for ourselves and stay away from it?
Sure. Yeah, so typically the best way is probably the media clearing. If you
right.
do find yourself suffering from something or getting angst about something, or just you have something in your DNA and you watch something on TV, or on the radio, and it started to bother you, and you go, wow, where'd that come from? Well, that's probably because it's inside of your DNA. So you may want to do the nadal clearing, okay? And if not, then just go in and do the media clearing. That can help you out to release imprinting. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Is it possible for you to do a quick sample for us of the media clearing?
Sure. So here we go, media clearing.
We should all think of an issue that bothered us, right? Or something we saw on TV or...
Oh boy. Yeah, typically that's what you want to do. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Just see if that's helping you. Let's do another clearing here, and let's do a clearing for, let's just do anxiety here. We're at the end of the work week here. Maybe you're starting work on Saturday, you know, and it's anxiety because it's tomorrow. Here we go. So releasing this energy, so stronger, anxiety, stronger, 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 oh dear, stronger, 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 and stronger. Boy, okay, everybody.
Thank you. You know, I'm sorry, excuse me, Ron, I thought I heard a beep. Do we have a caller on the line? Nope, I guess I was wrong. I apologize. I thought I heard a beep and that someone was waiting. Okay, thank you so much for that that clearing, Ron. And I had a thought, too, or just to remind everyone, that if certain things scare you, maybe, or, you know, came into your awareness, a good thing to do is to clear the words on the natal barcode clearing. So, for instance, I put down hurricane, flood, earthquake, tsunami, those kind of words. If you have some fear about them, you could sort of remove the way they might activate you emotionally if you do the natal barcode clearing on them. Is that right, Ron?
That can definitely help you. So remember, if you do feel like you've been involved with that situation, your body is like responding to it, it's probably because maybe you're there on a timeline and or you have something stored inside of you with that situation. So by all means, you want to do that type of clearing on it. It's hard to say why people get upset with different things. So, let's see here. I guess the more clearings that you end up having, the more you become more in neutral with the different situations. So, things may not bother you as much. People could think maybe that you're if you're not as upset, as normal with things, that you might think that you're cold or something. But you're just being more balanced, not going into the emotions. So that's kind of what, people start to feel. Not that you're not sensitive, you just realize that, yeah, this stuff happens and, that's just the way it goes, sort of, you know. I'm trying to think of, a funeral would be a big one, how you feel about that. When someone close to you, leaves. In fact, we'll do that right now, here. Everybody probably has been to a funeral. So what we'll do is we'll take out the emotional body of that person out of you, because it could have hitchhiked. Have had this man or woman with you for a long, 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 long time, okay? Longer. So here we go. We'll take off that emotional body in case it's hanging in, or it could be one of its friends. So here we go. Releasing that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I want you all to think of maybe like the mannerisms of that person, maybe how they thought, things like this here, and just see if maybe right now, their life that was living with you is released. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. I know that I had an experience with a young person I was very close to in my family dying, and I couldn't stop crying this whole day. This was a few years ago, and you said, yeah, because that person's spirit came to you, and it's in you, and you've got to clear that out. So I really know that that works and helps. So, and immediately I felt better, and I just thought it was grieving that I couldn't get over. So I really appreciate that, Ron. Thank you so much. And I wanted to remind everyone, I meant to say this too at the beginning of the show, on Fridays, just before this show at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, is the entity clearing, where Ron spends an hour, or usually a little more, because Ron is so generous with his time, and he clears us of entities that are attached to us. It's a wonderful call. Do you want to add anything about that, Ron?
Yeah, what we normally do now, I'll start it off with a few different things. We did skin today and lymphatic system, I think. But then from there, I let people, select what they want to have for entities. So maybe, you have an entity where maybe you get the hiccups all the time. Never thought about that. Maybe you have an entity that's having those, and it's in your body, and somehow it manages to produce that. Your body responds. Another thing is, what entities are in you, maybe making you say stupid things off and on. Not be stupid at the time, but you may look back upon something and go, wow, why did I say that, but maybe you have entity that's afraid to is superstitious. I don't know what that's kind of like, afraid to do something. Maybe you have one that has a very compulsive, we'll say, on doing something. Okay, maybe you have to go in and wash your hands 50 times, and you wonder why you're doing that. And it's not your fault. It's just realization that, wow, you got an entity that likes to wash their hands a lot. Well, there's many things that people have that could be an entity. And they call in more entities. They call in all their friends. So what happens to you? You're just the host. You're living life through you. That's kind of what we're looking at here is, how do you get yourself back to being just the word normal would be? And what normal would be is hard to say, but how do you end up using these? Well, you just get on the calls and do that. A whole lifetime entity clearing. So if you picked up stuff from all of your relatives, and more than likely want to do an entity clearing, feel like you're behaving like one of your relatives, people are telling you that. You may not even know it yourself, but if they are telling you that, then get a clue. You want to get out there and get that entity clearing so that you can feel at peace. Otherwise, guess what? It'll be with you, and it'll bring all of its friends. And fortunately, that's what happens. And you're going to find yourself not being yourself. And there's movie stars, celebrities that do this here. Notice a lot of them say, "Yeah, no, I do this, and I only do it in the movies. I don't normally behave this way, etc." Or, I won't get too far into that, but like that happen, and they get possessed, the way of saying that, and become a different person. That's not good. Anyway, I guess back to you, and we'll see what comes up here.
Okay, Ron, yes, thank you so much. And kind of on the same, you know, sort of a similar topic, someone was commenting on the fast chat that they had an upsetting situation with their pets, and that is always hard on everyone. And this listener is running his emotional and feeling body clearing all the time. And I guess some cats lost their home and their family. And so we had another email, too, about pets. And I don't think we've done this in a while, but you have done it often. Could we perhaps do a quick clearing on, I don't know, maybe our actual pets, but also our emotions about our pets that perhaps we've lost?
Sure. Boy, that's going to be heavy.
I know.
That is bad, but it's just, I can already feel it here. Oh, let's bring back... Oh, old Rover or something, you know, that you had a long time ago. And, you know, make your eyes tear up a little bit here. So here we go. Let's release that energy that's making you do that, okay? So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, boy, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, when you think about your pet or animal, and it could be, when that passed on a long time ago, you should be able to look at it now as seeing the joy that it gave you, maybe versus maybe you saw it in its dying process. So, hopefully that's all released from you right now. In fact, I'll do a clearing for that. Just in case with your special friend there, and it maybe it died in your arms or something. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We have a pet healing show that was on March 6th of this year, 2013. So March 6th, go into there if you wish, and resting and nice for you.
Thank you.
Okay, and back to you.
Okay, hi Ron, thank you. I believe we have a caller. Hello.
Hi Ron, this is Terry.
Hi Terry.
Hey, hi. We've been having problems with our kids sleeping at night. They are waking up and just doing a lot of crying. I mean, this doesn't seem like it's normal kid crying, like there's actually something really scaring them. We've done space clearings and a lot of the alien attack programs. And, you know, I thought of something just the other day is in my history, I've woken up in the middle of the night and been paralyzed, like frozen. My whole body's been frozen. And I can actually feel an entity in the room. And this was a number of years ago that it happened several times. And then I couldn't move until I started moving like a finger. Then my whole body would melt, but it would be like this complete freezing of my body, and I was completely wide awake. And I'm just wondering if there's something that I still have, like some type of a connection, and then somehow it's affecting my kids as well. And if
okay,
you can do,
is it the same location, same house?
No, different house now. And I haven't had it since we've been in a new place. I haven't had it for like 10 years, but I thought maybe there was a something that I'm holding on to. My wife also had a situation where when she went back for a funeral for her granddad, she felt an entity of his when our son was in the room sleeping. And so she's thinking maybe there's some type of an attachment there as well.
Okay, yeah, yeah. It could be a couple of those. It could be one that followed you in there to where you are now.
Yeah.
That's a possibility. And it could be something that came in from your wife going somewhere, so to the funeral. So let's do a clearing here. And I'm seeing, picking up about three entities. Oh, here we go. Get rid of the first one here. That one's gone. Second one. That one's gone. Third one. Oh, and that one's gone. There. Oh, do you sense a change inside of your house right now?
It feels a little more calm.
A little calmer, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a little calmer.
Right,
and the kids are calmer now. Right before I called, they were a little more agitated.
Yeah. So those energies are probably gone. I don't see much of anything else here. Not that there could be some, but we'll just say that we got them. Okay.
Okay, sounds good. And I noticed that they get more agitated and have sleep problems around the full moon. Is there some type of a clearing that can be done for moon effects?
I know I got that planet-star vortex one. I think that one might be one that may help you. Let me just see if anybody can guess something for that also on the fast chat. I know we got the planet-star vortex clearing. Oh,
great, thank you very much.
Comes up here shortly here. Any ideas, Ann? What ideas on your end, Ann?
No, nothing else is really coming to me.
Okay.
Do your children say anything when they cry at night? Like, do they tell you if they're dreaming or what's going on?
Well, my daughter's one. My son, he's four, and he says he's scared of the monsters.
Oh, okay. But maybe a timeline crash for that.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Is it a generic timeline crash? I've been running timeline crashes.
I would do a timeline crash for your son, and put something about being with monsters on a timeline. Maybe do a couple hundred of those. And you can make it so there's like 5 minutes apiece. I think it defaults to 15.
But
try that here.
I didn't see on the timeline where I could input something specific. I was doing Scared of Monsters on the emotional clearing. Emotional.
Okay. You just add it after the name there. And also, might want to try is crashing their dreams. So I do a timeline crash for their dreams. Of being with monsters, scary monsters, something like that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Great. I'll do that. Thank you very much.
I was thinking, you might see, since he's young, probably doesn't have that much exposure to monsters. So you might look at where he heard the word monsters, or what he's seen with monsters. And timeline crash that. You get that out of his reality.
Oh, like ask him what they look like or where he first got it from, if he heard it from somebody?
Yeah, because typically, when kids go to school, they're going to be hearing that input and stuff. But where do they hear the word monster from and what did it look like to them? And then if they say, it came from this, that, maybe they see like a big gorilla or something, and that was monster, we'll just say. Then you want to get that out of his dreams and out of his reality.
Yeah.
But being so young, you've got to hear about it sometime, you know, from somebody. Because, you know, normally that's not in your reality until you actually hear the word or you see something. So just do a timeline crash on that, I think.
Okay, and I'll just add that in with his name.
Yes, just put his name in and put that alongside of it, yeah.
Sounds good. Thanks very much. And my wife just asked if how she can get the 4-in-1 clearing.
I'll have to do that myself. Maybe next week. Maybe you can jot me an email there, and I'll see if I can get something in maybe middle of the week or something.
Okay, sounds good. I'll have her contact you.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, just
hey, thanks
for an email. With
thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for calling, Terry.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, we have a lot of comments thanking Iran for the animal clearings and the emotional clearings. Oh, that was another beep. Was that someone hanging up, or do we have another caller? Hello? Okay, guess I was mistaken.
Hello?
We got somebody there.
Oh, hello?
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, we can hear
Hi.
You. Hi.
Very good. I have a question. I mailed it in, but I don't believe it was answered. I have a question about the planet release. You know, when you, I'm not sure what the clearing is called, but I want to know if it's permanent. Like, once you do that clearing, are you permanently disconnected from the planets that are affecting you?
Okay, I would
or
say
do you have
you're
to,
probably
you have
yeah,
to like.
Yeah, nothing is 100% permanent, but I would say it would probably be pretty much so for quite a while. You could probably go back in maybe every 3 months to 6 months and check it out and just see. Just, you know, maybe get the unlimited version and do that. But typically, most people, I think when they do that clearing, there's so much relief that they're able to find out what planet connects to them, if it does get connected. When I first started doing that with people, I worked with one lady, and I was taking away like 13 planets. And initially it took about 3 hours. And one lady, as soon as I got rid of one of the ones, I forgot which one it was, I just had numbers on them. All of a sudden, she said she had a backache for like 20 years and just instantly went away and rid of that planet. So she would know if it reconnected again because you'd probably get the backache back. But I think most people, once you get that out of you, the planet's off, it's not necessarily permanent, but it's sure going to be a great relief. And you're going to know if you get re-hooked up again. Your planet that you think is connecting to you,
Okay, that answers the question. So if you happen to, because they're good, according to some systems, they're good and they're bad influence planets, would you disconnect with all of them or just the ones that
you
believe
want anything
are
controlling
are just,
your life?
You know,
you want nothing controlling
you
your
said,
life.
I'm
but
sorry.
You. Now, whatever is out there that's outside of yourself controlling you, you don't want that. Remember, who's going to...
Okay.
You know, because a planet's not going to... what do I say here? It doesn't have a mind of its own, but it might. but why is it connecting to you? And what it might think is good for you might be the awfulest thing that could ever happen to you. So you don't want to be connected to anything.
Okay.
So,
That was and the second part of that is with
okay.
the soul family as well. Is that permanent, or do you have to go in and repeat that ever so often?
The soul family one that we have online is one that get rid of you out of a situation where your soul family is causing that. You have to look and see what situation you're having, and is the stuff coming to you from that. More than likely,
so,
I
if you're looking
say,
at a repeating circumstance, like something that keeps repeating?
Do you do both then?
You do the soul family and you do the repeating circumstance? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, what I do is probably the reoccurring situation or something like that. I don't have the exact name, but there's four things on there. So it's that, you know the name of it, Anne? Reoccurring situation barcode or something like that? Problematic event?
Yes, problematic event.
I'll find it. And so you do that as well as the soul family disconnect.
Yeah, the soul family disconnect is probably how they're coming into your life, the different situations, yeah.
If you're having situations with your soul family, trust me, when you've run that a few times, you'll know that you've cleared it, because that worked tremendously for me. And I have no more courting from so many family members that I used to have.
And what I'll do for people is a reoccurring situation, problematic event. There we go. So that's the name of the clearing. Reoccurring situation, problematic event. RSPE.
Okay.
But
thank
I'm
going to
do a clearing here since you were mentioning about the planets. So what we're going to do is work with the moon. It looked like it was pretty big the other day. I don't know if it was a full moon or a new moon. You know, I'm not attached to it. Just that, you know, I can see when it's, you know, not as big as what it was. It looked gigantic. So here we go. Let's see if that has affected anybody. And see if you feel lighter afterwards. That's about all I can say. So here we go. Take away that energy. So one, two, oh man, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. No pressure on my chest cavity here. One, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, feeling better. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okie dokie. Yeah, the clearing is a little different. It's the reoccurring event, problematic situation, barcode removal. So, how do you feel with that energy? Do you feel any changes in your body with the moon energy being taken away or dampened somewhat?
Are you still there, caller?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe
I'm so sorry. Yes, I am. Yeah,
okay.
Actually, there was a moment there where, I did feel, you know, some lightness when you were going through the, maybe about the third time you did that.
That's great. Oh.
Okay, so that's interesting.
Happened.
All right.
Yes,
so,
wonderful. Thank you.
Those are the three then that I'll be focusing on in the near future.
Great.
Thank you so much, guys,
for calling in.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. So,
bye.
Hopefully you're all feeling really good right now. I want to do a clearing here since it's paranormal night. Let's do something that, I gotta think here. You probably have all seen scary movies, right? Of some sort. So I want you to bring up one of those scary movies that you saw. Or maybe you're watching and you had to cover your pull your coat over your head because you were shaking to death when you saw this thing doing this or whatever. Or maybe you had to start biting your teeth or something, you know, and getting all upset. But we're going to take away the energy. So here we go. To help you out here. So think of that one scary movie that you saw that is haunting you. And here we go. Releasing that. Oh, boy. So one, two, three, four, and five. Boy, and again, one, two, three, four, and five. Wow, and again, one, two, three, four, and five. Well, that's rough. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. I gotta do that one again. So here we go. Getting rid of that energy. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Hello, everybody. Let's see how you're doing with that there. And you might want to put some comments maybe on the fast chat or steal us questions. I'm just kind of curious how that helped you out. So back to you, Ann.
Wow, okay, thank you, Ron. And it seems like throughout the whole show tonight, and you've been very generous and done a lot of healings, I just want to remind everyone that these are just samples. And if something in particular is striking you, you might want to go on to Ron's website and do the healing more thoroughly and take your time, perhaps do the whole life clearing if something is really heavy for you, because I've noticed, you know, every once in a while Ron will say, ooh, that's heavy, or that's really, people are having a problem with that, and it seems like that's all you've said tonight, Ron. So I think you've done a really good job on hitting what all of us must really be needing, so thank you so much. We have another caller on the line. Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi, Ann. Hi, Ron. This is Raymond.
Hi. Thanks for calling in. Go ahead. We can hear you.
Okay. It's paranormal night, so I have another paranormal story plus a testimonial. A week ago, I had a really rough day, and I came home. I was doing timeline crashes, and I had the light being, you know, up. So in the evening, I was getting ready to go to sleep, and I was having indigestion. It was painful. So what I did was the mind-to-heart drop, and then I asked my spirit from within my heart to heal my indigestion. And as I was doing this and the light being picture was up, for the first time I started hearing whispers in my apartment. I could not make out the words. And then within 5 minutes, my indigestion was gone. So I'm wondering, what were those whispers? It sounded like there was something in my apartment. It was like hearing people talk, but I could only hear the whispering. Couldn't make out the dialogue. So I just wanted to know if Ron had any opinion about that.
Were you able to hear all of that, Ron? Did you catch all that?
Like maybe those things were kind of really close by to you, and maybe they're maybe trying to body hop and you're giving you that problem. Well, that's pretty interesting. So what you kind of described was actually entities, and maybe they were talking, and you heard their voices in you or something like that. And all of a sudden, you know, the condition that you're dealing with left when they left. Boy.
And I had the, you know, I had the light being picture up, too, so.
Yep.
Now, just to be clear, Ron, that wouldn't be the light beings. They wouldn't ever present themselves that way, correct?
Oh, yeah, not at all.
Just in case people are wondering, listening, that was it the light beings?
Talk to you.
Right.
No, but, yeah, that's very good. Wow, it's, what you did,
that happens,
what you're talking about is a classic example of what entities do and can do. So you actually had them talking to you, and you had indigestion or something, and voila. Very good. Got rid of them.
Yeah. Now, it happened again a few days later, and I had a dream. And then as I was waking up from the dream, I heard whispers again from behind me. And then I did a timeline crash on that dream. And I'd just like to share one more paranormal, if I may.
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay. I had a dream where there were two people in my dream. One of them resembled Lucille Ball, but she looked very different. And her hair was like a futuristic hairstyle, like white, okay? And then with her was a man who resembled Jim Carrey, okay? And this Jim Carrey character went to give me a hug, but the Lucille Ball character looked stoic, didn't really have much of an expression on her face. Then I woke up from the dream, and about a day later I was thinking about that dream, and I said, wow, Jim Carrey, Lucille Ball, for people who may or may not know, Jim Carrey is they're both interesting. Jim Carrey and Lucille Ball are both comedians, okay? But when I analyzed this dream, I said, wait a minute, Jim Carrey, the initials, J.C., Lucille Ball, the initials, L.B., I said, wait a minute, could this be light being Jesus Christ? And then I said, this is another, I felt like I was being scammed by the light of the darkness, and that they were playing a trick on me as jokesters.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to know what Ron thought about that.
Yeah, they're very good. Very, very good. Yeah, they probably are. Getting a little mileage from you in the dreams, but yeah, that's what I would say they're doing. Well, it sounds like it.
Yeah, so I did a timeline crash on that, too.
Yep.
Wow. So that's my stories for now. They just don't give up on me. I wish they would. And leave us alone.
Yeah.
Now, can I just ask you a question before you go? When you've had a dream like that and then you timeline crash it, is it later, like what exactly happens? Is it hard to even remember them later? Or how do you feel differently after the timeline crash? Is it possible to put that into words for us?
Well, when I do a bunch of timeline crashes, I do feel dizzy. There were some times when I did timeline crashes, I did get a headache and I had to lie down. But when I think about that dream now, it's like it doesn't have any emotional charge on me. I just look at it now as like, oh, you know, aliens thinking they're clever. You know, and they're really not clever because they know they're going to get terminated. So why do they keep bothering me for?
That's a good one, isn't it?
You know?
that's great. Yeah.
They're not as smart as they think they are because they're going to get terminated.
Yeah, I don't understand. Some of them it might be just robotic things, too, possibly, you know, and you may not know what that means. So I often wonder that myself, you know. Why do they keep coming?
Yeah.
And, you know, anyway, that's what they do,
okay.
I guess.
All right. Well, thank you, Ron. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, that's so interesting, and I love hearing people's experiences and testimonials about their experiences with the healings. We have quite a few comments, Ron, on the fast chat that they really released fear and upset around scary movies. So they enjoyed that. They took the fright out of the film, someone said. Fright from movie has been replaced with a sense of peace. Thank you. And then I think I missed a couple, but a few other people, they're off the screen now, but a couple of other people commented too. So thank you from everyone, Ron, for doing that. That helps us all. somebody had a... someone is asking about death barcodes. They had two different accidents without, you know, going into the details. And they've done the death barcode, but does the fact that they've had accidents indicate that perhaps they need to do it again?
Yeah, if you have something happen maybe in a month or something, no, I would definitely do that, yes.
Okay, terrific. I think we're trying to stay away from too much reading individual people, right, Ron, when they have a question. So we're just going to keep the questions kind of general for everybody. Right?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay. This is interesting. Someone said to our last caller, you need to space-time crash too, because he mentioned he sometimes feels dizzy. And do you want to mention what the space-time crashes are, Ron, and how they relate to the timeline crashes?
Yeah, sometimes you don't come back here all the way. In fact, we'll do one for that scary movie. Oh,
great.
Maybe you got scared half to death. And what happens if you get scared half to death again? Got two half a death scarings, which is one whole death. Maybe you're not here.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, bad joke, but here we go. the scary movie. And we're going to do a clearing for that again here. So here we go. One, two. This is a space-time crash. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4. That's feeling better. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay, boy. See if you feel better. Maybe it scared you out of your body. You went to the timeline where that critter was, or maybe you just hopped out and never returned. Oh, maybe you're feeling much better now. You got a piece of you retrieved. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. I felt like a little shift from that myself, because I am not a fan of horror movies, and have watched a few nonetheless, so I enjoy having those cleared for me. Boy, we are almost to the end of our show. I can't believe it. But and we have so many emails I haven't gotten to, so hang in there, people. We will get to your emails. We had a request for a sample of the pain body clearing and also a question about it. Actually, the email says, describe the pain and fear body, which I guess those two can go together a lot. Describe the pain and fear body whole life clearing. What changes can you feel or expect?
Boy, everybody's different. With the pain body, you may have your body actually being in pain and not even knowing about it. Kind of like having, pressure. on your body, and it could be causing you pain, but you don't know that you're having pain because you're used to the pain tolerance. So all the other clearings, you know, can help you feel better. You know, the trauma, the fear, anxiety, all these things. But I'll do a sample for pain. So think of when you had pain, and it could be any time in your life. Maybe you have pain right now. So here we go. Releasing that from you. I have to pick a time, though, in order to help you out. So pick your own time. If you do have pain right now, here we go. So releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, boy.
6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you do have a lot of scary movies, remember that's in the media clearing. Get in there and you can type it in there, what's going on with you. And we got an archive for the media clearing, which was the first part of this year in January, January 2nd, on BBS here. So go to the archives and check it out. So January 2nd, 2013, just listen to that clearing and what happens. But yeah, if you're having a situation now where you're feeling different, and that means that I need that media clearing, because it's all stuff that you brought into yourself. Very bad. So, back to you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. Now, you have explained before, and I'll just say quickly for anyone new listening, that we have these energetic bodies around us that basically protect us, and our emotions and things that happen to us get sort of stored there to protect us, or our bodies couldn't handle it all. And then your healings clear those out. So, since the second part of his question was about the fear body, whole life clearing, do we all have a fear body, or might we necessarily, you know, not have one?
You probably all have a fear body. So I'll do a sample of that here. So it all depends how much you use it. You may not even use that fear body. So here we go. 1, releasing some of that energy from you if you have fear. 2, 3. I said that this would be good for the young Terry with his young children. 1, we'll do that for him right now. He might be sleeping even. I don't know, but the clearing will still work for them right now. I'll focus on that too. So 1, and them. I mean 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So back to you.
Well, thank you, Ron. I'm sure Terry appreciates that and his children. Hopefully they'll all sleep well tonight. And we all appreciate all of you, the wonderful sample healings you've done tonight. It is pretty much time already to say goodbye. I would love, if you wouldn't mind ending the call with a mind to heart drop. I think that always makes everyone feel good and nice and calm. And is there anything else you want to add before we say goodnight?
Oh, we got the call coming up Sunday. Get our call, getting rid of all the alien critters and things. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okie doke. Everybody, we'll see how you're doing. Hopefully it's great. And we'll catch you on the show tomorrow night, which is, I'll be going to the Lightship. Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And here we go. Well, mind a heart drop, dropping down, counting from 10 to 1, and in your spirit to bring the energy down from your head, your thoughts, to your heart, so that way you're in peace. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Joke. Well, thank you, everybody. We'll see you later. And blessings.
Thanks all. Bye.